So I think it's day 37 of the Cycle Instead project, and I'm just woken up on a basketball court, an outdoor basketball court in the school grounds of a tiny little school in a tribal village. People are called E people. And we've woken up to the sound of what I think is the times table that's been going on for 25 minutes. I'd be delighted if you could actually hear it in the background, but I'm not sure if you can. It's really loud to me, but I think this microphone is like a dynamic microphone or something, and it records things really close. Anyway, been in China almost for a month now. And it's safe to say that I'm pretty much toiling at the moment. Just got no energy for the past couple of days, and just got a head cold that I can't shift, and back of my throat is constantly sore. I think it's from the toxins from all the passing trucks. So I'm just rolling up my Thermarest as I speak to you, and that's what the noise is. So yeah, right now I'm 10,000 feet above sea level, which is the highest that Jay and I have been so far on the bike tour. And we just come out of an amazingly scenic area called the Harbour Snow Mountain Reserve. And yesterday we really tried to cycle as far as we possibly could. Oh, someone's trying to have a conversation with asking us where we're going. So just cycling as far as we could. It's really, really mountainous at the moment, and every day there's either one or two massive climbs that we have to get over. It's really hard work, and it's actually, even though we're really high, it's gotten back to being really hot. It was 43 degrees 2 days ago after us being freezing. So that's a bit of a shock to the system. Certainly me, I don't really cycle well in the heat at all. I'm much better in the cold weather. So yeah, that's it. Just trying to get over this lack of energy. I think the sort of 6 weeks of cycling is catching up with me now. And elevation, that's sort of the start of the high the high cycling. We met a couple from New Zealand just 2 days ago who were coming down the route that we're going up and said that that was the lowest they'd been in 4 weeks when we met them. So basically, they're like, yeah, good luck, you've got great cycling ahead of you, but it's all uphill. So that was a little bit daunting, and certainly for me, I tend to sort of get a bit anxious and fear when there's expectation of lots of uphill, and I think it's just the fear of fearing it that I'm actually fearing, if you know what I mean. And once I've done the climb, I've got no problem, I just put my head down and cycle, and it ends up being fine. But certainly when I know that there's climbs ahead, I sort of get a little bit anxious about it, and can I make it up there, and can we, I don't know how long is it going to last, and have we got enough food and water, and blah blah blah. For the likes of yesterday, I mean, we were cycling until 7:30 at night, sun setting behind the mountains, and couldn't find anywhere to camp, and then had actually been told not to camp in one of the villages with the E people for some ridiculous reasons that we ignored, and then came and sort of got the book out, our Mandarin phrase book, and said, you know, pointed to, can we camp here? And then two smiling women were like, yeah, of course, yeah. So we did. We set up camp with an audience of really snotty, dirty children who are wonderful but just don't have much in their lives. And three men staring at me in my cycling shorts, and then the woman, who are really lovely, just sort of coming and laughing at us and amazed by the equipment we've got, and watched me boil water for our noodles and blah blah blah. A very interesting experience again. So that's it. That's about a month. I can't believe it's a month has disappeared in China already. Every day seems so long and eventful, and certainly today is going to be one of the most long and eventful as we head off for the famous city of Shangri-La.